Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I wouldn't even say this is your church because we want to go so wide, we want to say this is your center. This is your space. This is your chance to come and be a part of building what spirit and culture look like in the town of Cowansville in the coming years.
You're tuned into the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey. Many of you will have recognized that voice, belonging to Cynthia Reynolds, a native townshipper of Clarenceville originally, who has come back to her roots and has taken up the ministry over at Emmanuel United Church in Cowansville. There are changes underway, and the goal is a huge expansion to meet the needs of the population and the community it serves. So let's jump into this as we hear all about a new campaign to expand the church into a cultural and spiritual center.
Okay, we are so blessed, pun intended, to have Miss Reverend Reynolds with us here today on 99.1. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. And I have to say, full disclosure, we met years ago teaching, like supply teaching at Massey Vanier. And I just remember the most existential and amazing, inspiring conversations we'd have over lunch and recess breaks and such. So it's so nice to meet you now in your official title. This is awesome.
Yeah, I think I remember most the laughter. We love to laugh together. And, you know, they say laughter is close to God. So I just think we've been carrying that spirit with us from the beginning.
I love that. Well, you bring so much energy and light, I would imagine, to your new function as the minister for Emmanuel United Church in Cowansville. When did this all happen?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a dream that came about in a really beautiful way. Their minister, Reverend David Lefneski, who had been ministering with them for several years, retired, I believe it was 2023. Could have been early 2024.
Okay.
And they were looking for a minister. They had put their advertisements up. And in the meantime, the congregation that I was employed with in NDG in Montreal had me at 60% time. So I had one Sunday off a month, and I would use that Sunday to come out and pulpit supply with Emmanuel. And as time went on,
I've never heard that term, pulpit supply.
Pulpit supply. Yes. Church lingo.
I love it.
I get so used to it.
Okay. Take us there.
So I would fill in once. It's kind of like supply teaching at school, except you're doing it behind the pulpit. And so I would do that once a month with them. And then after, at least a year of their searching, they still had no one who had expressed interest ministering there. And I thought, I'd really like to reconnect with my roots in the townships. Mm-hmm. I love that congregation at Emmanuel. They're very active, very spirit-led. And so I asked them if they would be interested, instead of a 75% position, a part-time 50% position, because then I could, at an NDG, Wesley United there, move my employment down to 50% and serve both congregations. And they loved the idea, and we put in the paperwork and made the changes, and I started in September 2025, last year.
Amazing.
50%. Yeah.
That must give you a real, a visu, in the sense you're working in Montreal with an urban group, and then out here in the country in a more rural setting. What has your experience been like to date out here in Cowansville?
Yeah, it's very interesting to work in both churches. I find that I do Wednesday office hours in Cowansville. I do Thursday office hours in the city. And each time I feel like I'm picking up a different novel.
No way.
because the context, the community itself, it's just very different.
Mm-hmm.
But written by the same author,
okay.
If I could say that, because the author being Christianity and the United Church of Canada. So that is very different, but I love what has kind of healed me, but really nurtured me in coming back to Cownsville with them is that reconnection with the rural context. So I'm from Clarenceville, a very small rural town. I went to high school at Massey-Vanier. I then supply taught at Massey-Vanier, as you know. So I have connection to Cownsville in the area. My home congregation, church congregation, was the Bedford Pastoral Charge. And so I was worshiping out of Stanbridge East. And I still lead pulpit supply there 2 Sundays a month. So I have a strong connection with the Eastern Townships. And so returning to it felt very nice, because rural areas understand community and express community in different ways than urban areas do.
I hear you.
And so they both have their gifts, their different gifts.
Okay. So you're a number of months in here now at the Emmanuel United Church in Cownsville. And there's a repositioning of the church, in a sense, from what I'm gathering, in its offering, from maybe a less traditional to a broader sense. Could you kind of give us a sense of what that is?
Yeah, so we have in recent months been thinking and reflecting on our current context and specifically on our future context or possibilities that lie in the future, and slowly came together with the idea that we feel we are being led to create a spiritual and cultural and even wellness center in the town of Cownsville, a place that really seeks to support and nurture people in their experiences of life.
Mm.
And so this spiritual and cultural center, I would describe it as an expansion of maybe some of our current activities, but something that exists alongside the church.
Mm. So we're keeping the gospel, we're keeping the spirit, and welcoming in more.
Emmanuel United Church will be Emmanuel United Church as always. And yes, we'll lead gospel and spirit focused, but we understand that the world is changing fast.
Mm-hmm.
That particularly in the Quebec context, there seems to be a lot of question marks around religious practice. And we also acknowledge that generationally, people are experiencing spirit differently than they did 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Right. Right. Okay.
And, if you look at the statistics, specifically in the Cownsville area, 33% of people identify as non-religious or have no religious affiliation. So that's a third of the population that isn't necessarily saying they aren't spiritual, but are just saying, I'm not tied to any specific religious organization.
Okay.
And so one part of this center we're looking at with the spiritual end is to open up spiritual practices for people of all backgrounds, all ages, even all faiths, to participate in a spiritual life.
Okay.
Of some sort.
That's a very expansive way of looking at things. It's like meeting people where they're at. And like we spoke a little bit on the backside, is the intention is at the core of how we behave, how we act, how we seek in life. So uniting people in their intention for greater good.
100%. Exactly. Part of that spiritual experience, I think the way we see it, because we're gospel called, is not just in activities like nature therapy or yoga or prayer spaces. There's no Muslim prayer space in or around Cownsville Granby's the closest. So not just those potential opportunities, but also feeding people, clothing people, which we already have a program doing that running out of the church right now, and sheltering people. Those three gospel calls we see not just as meeting physical needs of people, but allowing people, once they're met, to have that experience as spirit on mm-hmm. this world. It's hard to think about anything else when you're hungry or when you don't have clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to deal with that first and then let me keep
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So something I'm told you're seeing people are struggling with is a sense of being isolated, or isolation itself. How are you like working with the church to position itself to kind of address that?
Yeah, absolutely. Cownsville has one of the most senior populations in the province. A third of the population is 65 or older, and 17% of those seniors live alone. So there is quite a need to gather people or to connect with people. We already obviously gather people on Sunday mornings, but we also gather them at our community meals. And for the future, we're seeking to do is put together teams that go visit homebound seniors.
Oh, wow.
Centre d'Action Bénévole, CAB, who works right beside us, already has a team that does this. So we're looking to learn from them and partner with them in this type of activity. But the idea is that we know isolation is as much a health risk as anyone out there. Smoking, eating poorly. I was looking at some statistics earlier in the week, and coming out of the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention out of the United States, show that those who are experiencing social isolation or living in states of loneliness are 29% more likely to have heart disease, 32% more likely to have a stroke, and 50% higher or more likely to develop dementia, some form of dementia. And so
that's staggering.
Again, it is staggering. It is staggering. Ah. And I hold this, and you know, our world has changed so much. We have technology. You and I are connecting, not in the same place. Amazing.
Right.
We have social media. And yet in a lot of ways, we are more alone in some ways than we ever have been. And really needing to reconnect. I think if the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, taught us anything, it was the value of not just gathering online, but gathering in person, and how healthy that is for our mind, our body, our spirits.
Everything.
And so, yeah. So, and I even think, like, you know, there's lots of room on where this type of programming could go, but I think often of the generations below me. I'm a millennial, but even, you know, I didn't go through high school with a smartphone, but many younger kids are. And doom scrolling and screen time is becoming a challenging activity or interaction to handle, in the sense where we know there exists programs and events or activities that invite digital detoxing, or that invite young people to put aside their phones or put aside their screen time and interact with other people face to face. And so when I think of isolation in our time and place, I don't only think of seniors, but I think of people of every age who just aren't having that opportunity to gather with other human beings.
Yeah, we need connection.
In real life.
In real life, connection. In real time. It's like there's a disconnect between what you can experience or how much you can experience just in an online virtual format and then being in person. Something magic happens.
Yeah, and you know, my bias as the Reverend My faith bias would say that that magic thing is our energies. It's our yes. spirits. It's something we can only feel when we're in person with one another. So this center hopes to reclaim that experience, or to provide a space for people to reclaim that experience.
Exciting things underway at the Emmanuel United Church, or center soon to be, of Cownsville. That's the Reverend Cynthia Reynolds, and you're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1. We'll carry on with this conversation as we look at the opportunities and the partnerships the church is looking to explore as it expands its offering to the people.
Okay, so we're looking to seek out opportunities to grow and nurture this expansion mm-hmm. for more connection, more real community, more spirit. Like, what kind of partnerships are you seeking to kind of explore to offer this, to make it happen?
So we're very lucky to be in a place currently where we have multiple partnerships already happening. So the Seven Churches and Charitable Works Foundation, who owns our building and supports the church for many years now, is very, very kind and generous, not only in their stewardship of our building, but in their contributions to our community meals, to welcome newcomers. So they are one partner I would love to highlight. Another is the, I don't know if you've heard of Sur la Seine d'Avignon.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so they're a nonprofit. They run concerts out of our church.
Out of your sanctuary, and you've got a full roster.
100%. So we've been talking a lot about the spiritual. Okay. The cultural is mm-hmm. a huge component, I think, of our dreams for this center. And Sur la Seine is bringing that cultural aspect to the church as it is now. And so in working with them, we have music, we have arts, and mm-hmm. hopefully dreams of future programming that can expand that outside of those particular concert dates.
Okay.
We also, with the Centre d'Action Bénévole, who work out of and own the manse that is right beside the church.
Okay, yeah.
We often do collections with them. In the past, there has been a soup kitchen that used to run out of the church in partnership with them, and we're looking to revive that. I'm in talks currently with their interim director to
okay,
see if
yes.
we can get a soup kitchen started in the coming months to run out of Emmanuel. But as a, like I said, a collective effort from our side and their side. And of course, we have a good working relationship with the town of Cownsville. We have this project coming up in the spring as well. We're having, in conjunction with the town, our bell restored.
Yes.
It's a historical item in Cownsville.
Okay.
And so they have been instrumental in helping us figure out where to put it, getting a plaque erected, uplifting the history of that bell and our site. And so we have a few connections there that we'd like to continue to expand and grow on. And we also have, like, for an example, one thing we're looking to do in the near future, we're having the cooling heat pumps mm-hmm. installed into our sanctuary. And so this will offer, for the first time in our church, air conditioning. That's right. If any of you have ever gone to church without air conditioning in the summer,
sweat in the pews, and you're like, oh, save me.
Exactly. That in winter, are the 2 months in church where you can never dress correctly. That being said, with these cooling pumps in our sanctuary, not only will that extend the season for Sur la Seine d'Avignon, who right now cannot have concerts in the summer because it's too hot.
Okay, right.
It will allow us to potentially offer a cooling center in summer for those individuals who have no access to any type of air conditioning on those extreme heat days. So wow. That is, yeah.
That's really sensitive to the varying needs of your people.
100%. And speaks to the changing climate that is becoming, you know, something we contend with almost every summer.
It feels like the doors are opening, like not just on a Sunday, but the doors are opening to the people. Like, this is your church. This is your place. Like, congregate.
I wouldn't even say this is your church, because we want to go so wide. We want to say this is your center.
Okay.
This is your space. This is your chance to come and be a part of building what spirit and culture look like in the town of Cowansville in the coming years.
That's bringing tears. I think people need this. It's like food for the soul, more than we can even imagine. Like, it's you can go through your days not speaking to people, not smiling, not feeling like seen or heard. This sounds like a space where everyone's welcome.
Exactly. And of course, we're following that gospel call into open it up like this, where it's not a building, it's not a religion. It's not about rules and memberships. It's about honest love for our neighbor, and we're trying our best to live into that.
You know, when I'm teaching, I just look at it like it comes down to the simplicity. If we can just help promote kindness and respect for one another. Mm-hmm. It's basic, whether it's your animal, your dog, your child, even your home, you know, in your neighborhood. Kindness and respect and love, and you've got it covered.
100%. We actually have a dog that joins us every Sunday for worship. Our organist brings her dog to church, and she is a full, thriving member at Emmanuel
United. I love it. What's her name? Let's give a shout out.
Yeah, her name is Bella.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Bella. Okay, so let's get into this. We have a fundraiser to this effect in support of this mission on April 11th. Can you fill us in a little bit of what's waiting for people?
Yes, so April 11th, we are having our first of several fundraisers for this spiritual and cultural campaign. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m., and it is a chili meal accompanied by salads and desserts. And so everyone is welcome to come if you can, if you would like to buy, to support this fundraiser. We are selling tickets for it. Tickets can be reserved ahead of time by contacting the church via email or via phone. The phone number is 450-263-0204. And the email is CAPCCHURCH office OFFICE@bellnet.ca.
And tickets are at $30?
Tickets are at $30, so people are welcome to come. This is what the $30 entails, is you arrive at 6, enjoy some chili, some salads, and Sœur Lacet d'Avignon will be there serving beer, I believe. There will be a cash bar, and proceeds will go towards the campaign of this center. Then at around 7, we're offering a tour of the building to show people what's already happening. We have a welcome project that runs out of the church currently.
Yes.
Where we help equip newcomers, newly arrived to Cowansville, another growing population in the town. And so we'll give a tour of all that, and Sœur Lacet d'Avignon will have their concert schedule available and speak a little bit about what they do. And so, yeah, people are welcome to come, support the campaign, get to know the building. And I might add, if it's okay, that if people like this idea, if they feel excited about it and want to contribute it but can't come that night, we are accepting, of course, donations online and mailed in by check as well, which I can provide that detail if...
Yeah, go for it.
Those details if you would like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to donate by check, you can mail your check to Emmanuel United Church. The address is 203 Rue Principale, so in Cownsville, Quebec. And or you could go to, if you want to donate online through our Canada Helps page, you can go to emmanuelcownsville.ca and you'll find a tab to donate there that takes you right to our Canada Helps page, and you'll see in the item line it says Special Campaign 2026. So you know that any money that you donate there is coming to this center, not to other church activities.
Specific for this
specifically
big
for the
cultural
church,
spiritual expansion.
Exactly. And same with the checks. Any checks mailed in, just specify that it is for the Spiritual Cultural Center or the Special Campaign 2026, and everything will go there.
Awesome.
So one last thing I could just say in sharing information, maybe you're not in a position where you can donate right now, or you're not sure about that, but you like these ideas and you're interested in maybe helping to build this center, please email us, reach out to us. Anyone who's interested in participating or building some type of center like this, we would welcome all the hands.
Mm. Okay. And if you could send out some like miracle wish or some like blessing or something to leave us with, Reverend Reynolds, do you have something for our community?
I'm thinking. I have many things for this community. I think... in trying to settle, I think I'll just say this. There's a lot going on in our world that we cannot control. But what we can directly participate in is what's around us. And so no matter what anywhere else looks like, our community can be whatever it is we want to make it.
Amen. We can make it blossom right here at home.
We are the light. So
we are the
shine.
Light. Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. Thank you for shining so brightly for us all. And I hope people do take the time to check this out, or maybe just drop by and see what's going on. And yeah, lots of good things cooking up at Emmanuel United.
You know, we try to have some fun. What can I say? We're trying to we're trying to have some fun and do some good.
Reverend Reynolds there from the Emmanuel United Church as it repositions itself to become a center for the community it serves and the people whose needs are changing as the times change. We wish them the best of luck with their campaign, their fundraiser that launches on Saturday, April 11th. It runs from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Best place to get all the information and stay up to date is to head to their Facebook page. That's called Emmanuel United Church, or give the office a call Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at 450-263-0204, or you're welcome to send an email at capcchurchoffice@bellnet.ca, and they'll fill you in. Thank you to listeners for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. This is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded through the Government of Canada. I'm Holly Bailey signing off and wishing you all beautiful days ahead.